Well, I'm sure it's not easy to hear this if you live in the Midwest, but the polar vortex might be a good thing for the region's forests because it could wipe out a portion of the emerald ash borer. Here to explain is Lee Frelick, director of the University of Minnesota's Center for Forest Ecology. He's in St. Paul. Lee, welcome.
Nice to be with you.
And first of all, you're right there where the polar vortex is coming in. What is it like there at the moment?
Well, there's kind of frizzy clouds. I'm not sure that the true polar air is here yet because I would expect it to be clear. It's maybe 9 or 10 below zero, and we expect temperatures to fall throughout the day and maybe hit somewhere around 30 below zero tonight.
So for a lot of people, that is not a good thing. It's going to be pretty uncomfortable and even dangerous for some. But you point out that it could actually be good news for dealing with an invasive species. Tell us about the emerald ash borer. What is it?
Yeah, the emerald ash borer is an insect from Asia that infests and kills ash trees. White ash, black ash, and green ash are pretty abundant all across the northeastern United States, from Maine all the way to Minnesota. And it was introduced into Michigan first and quite a while ago, 10 or 15 years ago, and it's been spreading in all directions from there. So it reached us several years ago here in the Twin Cities, I think in 2011 or 2012, and then we had a cold spell in 2013, 2014. That winter we had also a polar vortex event, and that set it back for a few years, but it recovered and it's killed many millions of trees.
And it thrives on warmer temperatures, and there have been generally warmer temperatures.
Yes, in general, winters have been fairly mild, but if you can get it down to 30 below zero or colder under the bark, and you have to remember the bark of trees is a really good insulator, mm-hmm. so it has to actually get colder for the air temperature in order to make it cold enough to kill the bugs under the bark.
And you think that'll help in the long run to save some of these ash trees?
Yeah, it'll slow the spread of the insect. But what we're worried about are the trees out in the forest where nobody's going to treat them. So in Minnesota, we have part of the state where it gets down to 30 below zero or colder every winter, and that's to the north of us in St. Paul here, so the northern part of Minnesota. And the question is, when will the warming climate get warm enough that it no longer gets down to 30 below zero there? Because we have vast black ash swamps, which are actually really beautiful, and they have huge diversity of plants and are great wildlife habitat. And almost a billion ash trees live in those swamps. So they're safe right now, but in the future that might not happen.
Now, aside from the emerald ash borer, there are some other effects of warmer winters not being able to kill the larvae of other invasive species. There are pine beetles in the western U.S., ticks that carry Lyme disease, the winter tick that's making moose sick in Maine. Do you think that these cold temperatures are going to have effects on some of these other invasive species?
Yes, I think they will. Very cold winter temperatures have actually quite a few positive effects in terms of killing off insect pests in particular. Mountain pine beetle, it has a winter minimum lethal threshold around minus 40. And currently it's in Canada, it's in Alberta. And from here, of course, there's contiguous forest in the north all the way out to Maine, so it would be able to infest our jack pine, white pine, and red pine, which are our three species of pine in the northern United States.
Well, I was reading in the Chicago Tribune that the polar bears are going to like this cold weather at the zoo there in Chicago. So I guess it depends on depends on the species, whether they like it or whether they don't.
Yeah, polar bears definitely should be happy, although I hear that it's actually warmer in parts of the Arctic than it is here.
Yeah.
So maybe not the best news for polar bears up there.
That is Lee Frelick, who's director of the University of Minnesota Center for Forest Ecology. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.